1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, everybody! 你正在收听由辣妈英语秀带来的每日情景口语。This is Tina. 让我们一起来继续本周的情景主题，百变 get。那今天带给大家的表达既好使又简单。Let's get moving. Let's get moving. 让我们行动起来吧。Okay, so let's go straight into today's dialogues. Dialogue 1. I really need to work on my fitness. I've gained a lot of weight. Likewise, we'd better stick to exercise every day. Let's get moving. I really need to work on my fitness. I've gained a lot of weight. Likewise,We'd better stick to exercise every day. Let's get moving. I really need to work on my fitness. I've gained a lot of weight. Likewise, we'd better stick to exercise every day. Let's get moving.
Dialogue 2.
I aim to get to the beach before dawn. Let's get moving.Oh yeah, here we go. I aim to get to the beach before dawn. Let's get moving. Oh yeah, here we go. I aim to get to the beach before dawn. Let's get moving. Oh yeah, here we go.
那么一起来看今天的关键表达 Let's get moving.做一个行动派，迅速行动起来。在这句话当中，我们应用到了 get 的固定搭配是 get doing something， 表示迅速做某事儿。那在对话当中提到了胖了、增重，我们表达为 gain weight。与之相反的减肥是 lose weight。所以 weight 它做名词表示重量和体重，去掉结尾的 t， 我们读作 weigh， 就是动词称重。所以问题又来了，询问对方的体重是多少，我们到底用 how much 还是 how many 来发问呢？那一起走进今天的升级拓展圈， Tina 为你带来 weigh 和 weight 的词汇辨析，口语中如何询问对方的身高体重，另外还有第二组对话的连读发音详解。每天一块钱，轻松做学霸。在其他平台收听节目的朋友，想要加入圈子，可以关注微信公众号“辣妈英语秀”，在对话框回复“圈子”两个字，就可以得到加入链接。点击进入，您还可以免费试听。另外，我们的圈子平台全新升级了，今后购买圈子月会员的朋友，无论您何时加入，都可以收看自2018年1月1日起所有的内容，非常超值。Tina 在圈子里等你来了。好啦，以上就是我们今天的全部内容。每日一译，等你翻译。今天的句子是 To lost in something you love is better than to win in something you hate。 留言区依然期待各位辣椒的精彩翻译呈现啦。每日情景口语，带入情景学口语，欢迎关注我们的微信公众号辣妈英语秀，收看节目的完整内容文本以及已有的65大主题300多期情景口语节目，并可以按照关注后的步骤获取50部最适合学英语的电影，还有小猪佩奇的前四季影音文件哦。 OK, that's all for today. See you next time.